Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Apparently, when the Minkatsh Rebbe, Chitsche, Minkatsh Rebbe, when the Goyz Tamid Chochem, and Minkatsh, the Rebbe, so not only Rebbe, but the Emes Agdueli Tamid Chomim. Apparently, when he ended up in America, the old Minkatsh, what was his name? Was the Minkatsh, the one who ended up in America? No, it was after. Chitsche, the Minkatsh Rebbe, who ended up, he was... Please excuse me about the lack of details of the names. He ended up in America after the war, and he was hosted by another Chassidish Rebbe, and he wanted to mechabit this Rebbe with him. Gave him something to drink, and the Rebbe didn't drink. He didn't want to drink anything. So the Rebbe said, orange juice. I squeezed it myself. There's no shilas of kashrus. I squeezed it myself, and it doesn't come from any manufactured. I squeezed it myself, and it should be perfectly in order. And the Rebbe then replied, and he says, "I tell you, I'm hesitant to drink it because I never saw my father drinking. Orange juice, so I prefer not to drink it." Which is obviously a moiding in my head. So Mamash Moiding, he didn't drink it, which is a very extreme but very beautiful. Example of Mesoira, of the Minig, that people stick to the Minig. So there it's a Chumra, but we counted yesterday something I tried to investigate unsuccessfully. The question that remained yesterday was really, we're going to be addressing Noshim and Ketanim today, Mitzshem. And Noshim, topic which we discussed yesterday, we saw that Noshim, if got three women, really, halachically speaking, Shulchan Aruch says, Mezamen in Atzmon, they should do Zimon on their own. We addressed yesterday that there's two opinions with that, that the Bialocha brings the name of the Gaon. Many Rishonim holds that actually they have an obligation. It's a Chayva. Three women on their own, they must do Zimun. We don't seem to pass like that. The Minig seem to be, the other opinion is that it's Rishos. It's voluntary. Three women, it's voluntary for them to do Zimun. But whether it's Rishos or Chayva, either way, we have to understand why is that women nowadays don't do that. So my Shviga did say, I must quote my Shviga, we're quoting the Minkatsh Rebbe. We're going to be quoting Dain Weiss. I have to quote my Shviga as well. So my Shviga says, "Then gated Sam." This is we're talking about the 1960s. Yeah, Minig was. I don't know what the Minig is nowadays. Did any Rebbetzins go to gated Sam? Anybody? Not new. Gated new. Right. So gated Sam. The old gated Sam. You Rebbetzin by any chance went to gated old? Gated old. No, okay. So the gate in the olden days, gate said, your mother went to gated old. No, you don't know. Gate. So apparently, gated old. In those years, the meaning was that the takede women used to do. I don't know. Maybe now it could be nowadays as well. Used to do zimun. But that doesn't take away the fact that it's certainly not the meaning. That's what the noshim hamachmirois do in gated sam. But the minig is certainly not so. So I think that the when I checked with a few, including a dying today, the response was that the minig is certain. Now, I mentioned the Chavasio also says, I mentioned yesterday, the minig is ready for a few centuries already, that at least a couple of centuries, that the minig is not to do Zimun. And I don't have a clarity in why. Why is it? I mean, if you say it's a lack of tznius, then I'm going to tell Shulchan Aruch says otherwise. If you tell me that it's a lack of the Shulchan Aruch says one can and one should. What the reason of the rationale of the minig is, I'm not sure, but certainly the minig is not to, women don't do zimun. So it's just one of those examples that the minig is to be mekel, and that's what we do. In Shulchan Aruch here, there's a very, very interesting Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch speaks about a specific shaila. If I remember correctly, it's about it's a possible chal of shaila about the lid of a pot, and if it becomes possible, chal of a whole shaila. And according to according to the Rama, it should be also whatever the shaila is exactly, without going into details, simply because I don't remember exactly the details. But the halacha is that it should be also. But the Rama then says the minig is that people are mekel. And the mostly tries to explain in one way, the mostly tries another way. So I don't have an explanation. But if that's the minik, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to be making. He says, "Aloch is one should be making. One should be making indeed. Even if the advice is a tshuva somewhere. Even if you don't understand why, if that's the established minik, that's what you stick to, and that's what we're going to be doing as well." Right. So one more point with regards to with regards to, Ktanim. Okay, Ktanim. Let's discuss Ktanim. Ktanim, we said Ktanim also really are excluded from Zimun. And we said that the Shulchan Aruch also says that it's mashman Shulchan Aruch that the Ketanim don't do Zimun on their own. The question is why? Why is that three boys can't do Zimun? Imagine three very mature 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-olds. What's wrong with them doing Zimun? What's wrong with them doing Zimun? At least mitam chinuch, they do all the other mitzvahs. What's wrong? What's wrong? Have you got a pshat in it? What's wrong with boys just before Bar Mitzvah? Why can't they do Zimun? There's chinuch for all the other mitzvahs. They have to bench. So why does Zimun not? Why can't three boys not do? Especially according to Shulchan Aruch, they can be mitzvah under some circumstances. Under some circumstances, two adults and one boy can be, if he's certain age, he can be mitzvah. Why not? Pardon?
Supervision.
They might need supervision. That's interesting. That's a very interesting svara. That's very interesting because that leads to the following answer. So one answer, which is very much what you are saying, seems the Mamma Motcha seems to be saying, that chinuch, that's a beautiful lomdus. Rabbi say, when is chinuch up? What's chinuch? What's chinuch olam? Who is the obligation on chinuch on? On the parents, that's right. Certainly on the father, potentially also on the mother. The obligation of chinuch is on you, is on us, on the parents. So if there's a chabura of ketanim, three boys, so, what's the lomdus? Speak it out. Chinuch is, if you are doing a boys, you want to be mechanech the boys. But if there's three boys and are eating on their own, then if the fact that eating on their own means that there's no chinuch on them because they're eating individually. Because chinuch is, when you are present, you're mechanech them. If there's three boys on their own, they may not be chinuch at all. Because they're on their own. Because the obligation is on you, not on them. It's to mechanech them. You have an obligation to mechanech your kids. But if they're on their own, there's no chinuch, who's going to be mechanech them? So that's why it could be that three boys don't have a chinuch. But a better svara yet, pardon? What's the case? Two adults in one, or what would be the case?
There's one adult and six kids.
Right, so, but, so it's, and, yeah, so, yeah, so that really leads into Shulchan Aruch's case. Yeah, you can, are you asking Kudur Ramah? How Kudur Ramah? So if his own six boys, let's say, his own children, why is there no chinuch there? Yeah, I'm not sure. Good question. Very good question, Moshe. Very good question. Maybe that leads to the second answer, which I heard today from Dan Eckstein, actually. I didn't hear it today, a little while ago. Dan Eckstein says a very interesting svara, and he says that children don't have bichlal, kviyas, to sit down by a meal and to sit down to have a proper kviyas by meal. That's something which is very foreign to children. No offense, please. To sit down and to have the concept of kviyas by a meal, kviyas, to be sitting and relaxing by a meal, that's something which is very foreign to children. It's, you need a certain age to appreciate, to sit down, and children tend to, don't know about your children, but some children certainly, tend to a meal. What do you do? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get it. So the fact that the concept of queers is something which is more adult like than children like, and therefore it could be that there is no obligation to mechanech children on Zimun because Zimun is connected intrinsically very strongly to queers, and queers is something which is not very children friendly. So that's maybe a pshat in it. Although one could argue that 11, 12 years old, maybe it's not so foreign to them, but a svara, I think it's an interesting svara. That leads us to Seif Zayin. Seif Zayin. Rabbi Sai, page 204. Noshe mezam nois le'atzvon rishos. We discussed that women can do zimun on their own. It's rishos. It's not a mitzvah, it's rishos. Aval k'sha'oichles ima noshe. But if women do eat with men, chayovois, they're obligated to do zimun. Again, three men. Proper chiyuv of zimun. And there is added women, then chayov is they're obligated in Zimun. The women, that is, are obligated in Zimun. The yoitzes b'zimun shalon, and they are yoitze with the Zimun of men. The afal pisha enon mevinois, even if they don't understand. Remember in the times prior to the Shneir, prior to Sam's, very often women didn't really understand much. So even if they don't understand the Zimun, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, nevertheless, they can be Yotze Zimun. Now, what's interesting, Mishnah Brura Sivkotn Tezayin says, why is it Rishus and not a Choyva? Mishnah Brura says, Sivkotn Tezayin Rishus, Yesh Lama Tam, the reason may be, Toyeroi Rotsu Chachomim La'atil Aleim Chiyu Birkas Zimun, Chem Bifnei Atzmum. When they're on their own, Chachomim, maybe they didn't want to put an obligation on Zimun on the women. Mishum She'enu Imotsu Kol Kach, it's not very common, it should be Kiyus Birkas Zimun, that they know exactly how to do Zimun. So since it's not, it's not in their comfort zone, Chachamim weren't misakin on them. Right, now the point that needs to be emphasized over here is that, I think I addressed it yesterday. So we have a case of three women on their own, and that is a discussion that we discussed yesterday. Shulchan Aruch says, the machloek is Rishus and Choyva, and we address nowadays the minhag is not like that. Okay, that's a discussion on their own. Fine, very good, Shkoich. Now, there's another case, and that's the case of this, of today, tonight's eve. If there is a real obligation of Zimun, i.e. three men, and there is ladies, then certainly there's an obligation of Zimun. Why? Because there's three men. And now, women are also, those women who are there as well, they also have an obligation to join the Zimun. Because there is a Zimun obligation here already. That was a Suda with Kriyas. So in that case, there nobody holds Noshim Rishus. Because that's certainly a Choyva, because the Zimun of is a Choyva. Does that make sense? The distinction makes sense. So what does that mean, Aloch Lemais, with regards to Zimun answer, with regards to Zimun and ladies in such a case? That's a Choyv to answer. In such a case, that's a Choyv to answer. That's the Svara. When there is a Zimun, women need to answer. Yesterday, it was pointed out that it's not the Minhag. A lot of ladies don't answer, so I'm not sure that's true or not true. I don't know. I can't deny comment on it. But I want to point out that there's a very interesting bialocha, a fascinating bialocha on the side of here. For yoytes bezimun shelonu. That's what Chanukah says. Yoytes bezimun shelonu. So, and the bialocha says the following words: Yoytes bezimun shelonu. Mashma divrayat ketan. Have you got it on the side? Yeah. Bialocha says, "V'yotz v'zimun shelo mashma divrei yad haktane, tiyah asur levorich birkas zimun lo yotzis anoshim." If you've got three men and two ladies, then you can't have the ladies being moitzi the men. Makes sense, right? Why can't they be moitzi the men? Tznius, definitely, and they might not be mechuyev. They might only be rishus, they're not chiyuv. That's right. But then look at the next key words, which I would like to be medayik now. Look at the next key words in the bialocha. Elo shetzricho lishmaya, she needs to hear, v'lot says, and biyotze me azimun shemivoch in anoshim. She needs to be yotze. She needs to hear biyotze with the zimun that the men say. What's the duke over here? Very good. Very good. Who said that? Moshe, was you? Whose voice was that? Was you? Because enom bikinhein. So you're saying that's an oynus? So, okay, let me just be medayik with the bialocha. We just said now, Shulchan Aruch said that women, as Rabbi Kagan said, women are be'etzem obligated. When you have a case of three men, women be'etzem are obligated in Zimun. They're obligated. Three men, other ladies, they have to do Zimun. It's chiyuv Zimun. This meal requires Zimun. Women are obligated, as well as the men. So, but we're medayik now to bialocha, she'tzricha lishmoya, she needs to hear, ve'lot zet, and be'yotze me'azimun she'mevorchin anoshim. She doesn't, the word that you'd expect the bialocha to say is absolutely missing. The word the bialocha should say is, oi nois! They answer, they reply. Helo shetzricho lishmoya vela nois velotzes mezimon. The bialocha doesn't seem to be saying that. Bialocha said she can be very passively listening. That's what bialocha seems to be saying. She can be passively. And according to what we are saying, that's not true. She can't just be passively listening. She needs to actively reply and say, boch shechalnu. And the bialocha seems to be mashma that women don't actually have to answer. So Rabbi Feingold says a svara that it's not a shtark diuk. He says because it tends to be, as the bialocha just said, Rabbi Feingold points out, bialocha said a minute ago, Mishnah Berurah said bialocha, that very often ladies just are illiterate. They can't answer. They don't know. It's not like nowadays that women are zoichet to go to girls, go to sem and are well trained and well mchonach and they know how to answer. Until recently, women didn't know. So the bialacha doesn't mean to say they don't have to. Of course they don't. Of course they have to. But often they just can't because they're illiterate. They don't know how to answer. That's Rabbi Feingold's svara, which I hear. Yeah, I hear that. So according to that, Rabbi Feingold, what comes out of the halacha?
Nowadays
they should. Yeah. What do you tell about that? Tzidiyuk, how do you look at it? How do you tell it? Sounds like it, no? It's a limud zchus. Well, that's not a limud zchus for nowadays. Days because they don't know. Yeah, because they don't join in, yeah.
Are people not good on this?
I don't know. I think so. No, people are not. Weleds are not. They join, I think very often they join in, they're just quietly.
Yeah, but sometimes if you're on a rush, so I'd make a Zimon and not worry about them.
Right. So yeah. I hear. Okay, so I think that it appears from here that the limud chus would be that they don't know. If they don't know, they don't know. They're honest, whatever. Maybe there's a limited degree of chinuch. Maybe a lesser degree of chinuch because it's rishos. No, it's not rishos if it's in the chiyuv. I don't know. Well, maybe it's lesser chiyuv. I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like the pashta should be that. Shulchan Aruch said explicitly. I don't know. You say that. You see, I don't want to say there's a minik to be mekel. Because a minik, to say something is a minik, you need to have evidence that it doesn't come from ignorance. That it was the daughters and the wives of Gdolim and Tzadikim and Rabbonim, if they were doing a makpit, and you can say that it's a well-established minik. It's a minik. But if it's something that just may come from ignorance, then you can't call it an established minik. It's just ignorance. Could be. Yeah, but if they have a chiyuv to answer and they don't, then it's a bit shmer. See, that I was mamash wondering about that. I was really, really wondering about that. Is there a lack of tznius? Is there a lack of tznius to answer the zimun? Is there a lack of tznius? So, although emotionally I agree with you, it goes against the instinct that they should answer. But the Emma says it doesn't say anywhere needs to be loud. And that's taka. I mean, the women who do answer, they'll say very quietly. So if it's quiet, I think it's not a lack of tznius. Yeah. Yeah, that would be go back to the earlier shyness as to whether they're mitzaref or not, and we said that often they are mitzaref. We are ready to move on to Siv Ches. Okay, Andrigenes, Mezamen, Lemino. We have the two famous kids that the Minchas Chinuch always speaks about Andrigenes, Tumtum by Andrigenes. Andrigenes is Sofek Zocho, Sofek Nekeva. So Mezamen, Lemino. And Andrigenes, he can't do Zimun for his own type. But if there's an androgynous there and a man and a lady, he can't actually do Zimun for the man and lady. He can only do, if there's a group of three androgynous, he can do Zimun. But if there's an androgynous and one man and one lady, they can't do Zimun. Because it's a type. It's androgynous. Has Mishnah Berurah said in Cotton Chav, Mezame Lemino, they call androgynous Echodem. Any androgynous is the same type. They're all the same. And therefore, they can do Zimun for each other. See, if Tess is the Tumtum, and Tumtum is different. That's the difference between Tumtum and Andrigenes. A Tumtum has no Simonim whatsoever, and Einum is Amen Kral. And a Tumtum is somebody that could be a Zohar, could be in a cave, and each of them is a Sophic, an individual Sophic, for each of them has got no Simonim. Could be that he's a Zohar, there's just no Simonim Zachas, or could be in a cave, doesn't have Simonim in the cave. And therefore, it can't be Mezamen, it can't be Yotzer, even another Tumtum, because it's an individual Safek. Seif Yud, Katan Shigiala Oina Saputz. We're going back to boys now. Katan Shigiala Oina Saputz. Now, Oina Saputz is an age, really. It's an age that a child is already very mature, it's before Bar Mitzvah, but it's reached already the age of understanding, he can understand already, and he for many areas, because it's just a few months before Bar Mitzvah, for many matters, he is already considered an adult. such as Nadorim, some areas of Nadorim, or such as we're learning over here. Kodin Shagia Leonis Aputos, Vyoidealim Vyochan, he obviously understands it. He's a 12 and a half year old, he knows very well to whom he's benching. He completely understands and comprehends the concept of benching and thanking the Bnei Shalom for the food that he's given us. Mezamnin Olov, yes, he can add for Zimon. 12 and a half year old, he can join for Zimon. Pardon? Yeah, that's very, yeah, we'll get to that, we'll get to that. I'm just giving a very extreme example, very extreme case. You can do Zimun with him. And he does join Bein Leishloisha, be it for a third individual that we need for Zimun, Bein Leasara, whether it is for a tenth person that you need for Elikenu. That's what we're learning, that's what Shulchan Aruch learns, yeah, yeah. No, so not here. Not here. He need only for as a tenth. Here not. I know what you're referring to, but over here, for to have a pre-bar mitzvah, he needs to be the tenth. He can only be the tenth or the third. Continues the Ramah. V'yesh oim the Ramah, however, holds. No. It doesn't go that way. V'yesh oim the ein mitzvah for no seklal. You can't. If it's not bar mitzvah, sorry, it doesn't work. Hachib and Shlosha es Roshana. This is the golden rule. That if you are 13 years old, if you are bar mitzvah, you count for everything. If you're not bar mitzvah, really sorry, you don't count. You just can't count, not even for Zimun. As we learned earlier, different areas of halacha with regards to minyan as well, tzir of the minyan and tefillah. When a boy turns 13, he's got a chazoka, that is a godol, and we are bein lechumah, bein lekula, is considered a godol. But if he's before bar mitzvah, you can't count him for Zimun. He's not, it doesn't help for Zimun at all. We don't change this minig at all. Cheresh v'shoita, deaf and dumb. 1 second. If they can have some kavona and they understand, mitzvah from Zimun, they do join for Zimun, although they don't hear. And although they don't fully comprehend, if they have a basic understanding of what's flying, they do join for Zimun. FLP, although, she'ena cheresh shemiah boch, although the cheresh doesn't hear the bracha, nevertheless, he does join for Zimun. Now, the Mishtabua, in the Mishtabura now addresses this opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So according to Shulchan Aruch, there is such a thing as a pre-bar mitzvah who counts for Zimun. Very good. Oh, that's a good child. Very good. So first of all, just to establish that fact, have you ever Sfadim? Have you seen Sfadim? They will do that. The Halach Lamaisa by Sfadim has always the Paskalang Shulchan Aruch. Did you ever witness it? Two adults and one, say, 12-year-old, can do Zeon. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That's the minik that Sfadim are making. I myself never witnessed it, but it's brought down in the Poskim. That seems to be the minik by the Sfadim until, as the Shulchan Aruch points out. The Mishnebura now I want to just point out, what is that age exactly referring to? Mishnebura in Tzivkot and Chavdal, it says, Pados, Hanu, Kven, Teisho, Kven, Esa. Although, generally, the Asana Dorim, we don't go so lenient to say 9 or 10 year old, but here, the Magen Avraham says, in Opinim Shulchan Aruch, that an even a 9 or 10 year old, he understands very well to whom he's davening, to what the bracha is. A 9 year old knows very well to what a bracha is, and who is. Who is making a bracha to? So Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah holds that even the 9 or 10 year old can join for according to Pesach Shulchan Aruch. Now he carries on and he says even more lenient than that. Yeshayim do adin. Similarly, also Pachas Mishnah, even if he's less than 9 or 10 year old, Himurak Mevein Sheish V'Malo. If he's 6 years old, that's fine as well. Imuchari V'Yodel Mivoch. If he's a sharp 6 year old, that's fine as well. Sharp, he knows exactly what it is. What he's doing, who's benching, two, and what he's doing. 6-year-old is fine as well. It looks like only six. One and not two. Ben Ishtosh, when I saw it, that's exactly your point. Ben Yomin Yaakov Alevi, there has to be the tenth or the third. But you don't go lower than that. Now, your question, Rabbi Kagan asked an interesting question. I don't know the answer. What happens if you're in a Sfadi house, Sfadi's hosting you, and you are number two, the host is number one, and then there is a third boy who's just under bar mitzvah. No, can you answer Zimun? Can you answer Zimun, which is not eligible?
If it's a Sfadi boy who's 12, it's
It's a good shayla. I really don't know. What do you say? What do you, Taina? You think it works? Because his Sfardi put his... It's his place. What would you say? It's fine. I don't know the answer. What do you say? I don't know. You say it's fine? Two adults, one child, and you're Ashkenaz. Yeah, what would you say? Really?
There you go.
He was stabbed with a barber chair. That's a fascinating story. Look at that. That's a real... That's... I mean, the only thing that he reminds me... I mean, it's definitely a chiddush din. It's definitely a chiddush. The only thing that reminds me is the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Tefillah says that a... I mean, the only comparison I can think of, because it won't be... It'd be hard to understand it based on this halacha. But Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Chacham Tzvi about the Goylem. Somebody says, never alidei sefi tzira, if that counts for minyan or not. So that's maybe the only, maybe like somehow, so it's hard to fully understand it. A fascinating story. That's for sure a fascinating story. Okay, to recap very quickly what we learned tonight. We learned about, we went over the halacha of Noshim and the point that Noshim should answer to the Zimun. The Duke in the Bialocha, that it doesn't sound like they'd have to do beyond the hearing. We learned that we said that the three women on their own, the meaning is they don't, unlike the words of Shulchan Aruch. We spoke about Ktanim, why there's no Chinuch Ktanim. We spoke about Androgynous and Tumtum. We spoke about Cotton, who is just before Bar Mitzvah. We learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does add for Zimun Ramot, disagrees. And he says he needs to be Bar Mitzvah more. We learned about Cheresh Shoita, that they, if they comprehend to some extent, they can join for Zimun. That's what we covered tonight, Be'ezra Hashem.